Welcome, everybody, to my podcast called My Rabbit Grace. I'm Cindy LeBlanc, and I'm hosting this podcast about me and my situation. I have a pet house rabbit named Grace, also known as Gracie. She's 3 years old and is a lop-eared bunny, though I think she's a little bit mixed. She was a rescued rabbit, and in another podcast, I'll give you all her story. But anyways, this is just a little introduction. I also used to have a dear dwarf bunny named Wabbert. Unfortunately, Wabbert last year passed away. He was 12 years old and really quite a little spitfire. Loved that little bunny, and we miss him very dearly, and this podcast is also in honor of him. But anyways, about 2 years ago, we got Gracie. And she came in as a very skinny, emaciated rabbit that was not very happy. And within a couple of months, she was a big, fat, little snuggle bunny. And she is, you know, from what I can see, a very, very happy bunny at this point. Anyways, back to the podcast. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you the experiences that I have had with Wabbert, my little dwarf bunny, and also now mostly the sharing is about my flop-eared rabbit named Gracie. And what I'm hoping through these podcasts is through my own experiences, you may be able to pick up some tips and suggestions for your own bunny relationships. Also, hopefully we'll have a little bit of fun together and just do some bunny bonding. I definitely have to say that I don't have all the answers, and not even close to all the answers, but and I'm also not an expert in this. I'm not a vet, and like I said, I've only had a couple of rabbits, but I have had, you know, rabbits for probably the last 15 years, so some things I've picked up along the way, and sometimes it's just good to, you know, other bunny owners or caretakers to you know, get together and share hints and tips, and sometimes some of them work. So anyways, if you need real expert bunny advice, then the best and first thing to do, especially if you have a situation, would be to go to a vet who specializes in rabbits. Now, I need to make a big distinction about regular vets and bunny vets. Bunny vets really know rabbits, and oftentimes either they're ads in the yellow pages, or sometimes you get them through the internet, will say that they specialize in rabbits or small animals. And for me, I think that that's a better choice to go to somebody who specializes than just a regular vet. Regular vet can probably take care of a lot of things, such as spaying and neutering, but a bunny vet really knows the typical ailments of rabbits, and frankly, you may pay a little bit more up front, maybe not, but the tests will be ones that they really are qualified to assess whether they're necessary or not, or, you know, it's the most price-effective way in the long run. That's been my experience, because I've done both ways. Okay, back to track here. Okay, there's also another really, really great website that I found that I would highly recommend, and it's called rabbit.org. So the full name is www.rabbit.org, and in my opinion, they're really the best and the most comprehensive site that's out there. And I've gone there and gotten a lot of information. Granted, sometimes you have to dig around a little bit for it, but they really are the best, and a lot of people contribute to that site. Speaking of contributions, I would love it if people would send in suggestions for topics that we could cover, or if they have some tips that they've experienced with their own bunnies. That brings me to, why did I even call this podcast what I did, which is My Rabbit Grace? Well, I wanted My Rabbit, but that was taken by another website, and I didn't want to get them confused. Somebody else certainly has put a lot of time and energy into their own website, which is doing good things, and I don't want to steal any of that thunder. So I thought, well, I wanted it to be something with my rabbit, because I wanted to basically say that these are experiences that I've had with my rabbit. It could apply to yours, but it may not. So, I'm not claiming to be an expert, but I'm just sharing some things that and experiences and observations that I've had with my rabbit, hence my rabbit Grace, so that you would know, you know, it may not apply for everybody. So, anyways, that's the reason for the name for my podcast of My Rabbit Grace. And My Rabbit Grace also wasn't taken by anybody else. So, what I wanted to go over now is I wanted to just let everybody know some of the possible, probably probable, future podcasts that I'm going to be putting on this site. Okay, I'm going to have a podcast on housing for your rabbit. What kind of setup do I have for my Grace? I have a large cage for her, and she also comes out during the day in a big bathroom. I'll talk more about all of that, why the bathroom, and why the big cage. Another podcast that would be coming up was the bathroom setup. What it looks like in this big bathroom that I've kind of made as Gracie's playroom, and what you can do to alleviate some potential problems, and also how you can make it safe for her and fun for her. Another podcast will be how I pick her up. It seems very simple, but there are ways to pick up rabbits, and some work better than others, and sometimes picking them up can be a challenge. Probably a few other things will be go into that podcast related to handling your rabbit. Okay, another podcast will be what I feed my rabbit. You know, types of diet, what keeps them healthy, or what has kept mine healthy, and also the times when my rabbit wasn't so healthy, and what I was feeding her and him, Wabbert, the bunny that passed on, and what didn't work, and there were times where, for several years, I was feeding the wrong diet. So I'll show you what experience I've gained there and how I've got a really totally healthy rabbit now. Another podcast will be setup in a cage and in a room for your rabbit who, you know, would be experiencing those places. Rabbits tend to like things where they like them. They're kind of neurotic about having their furniture and their accessories in their cage and in their playrooms in pretty much the same places. They don't like things moved around or changed a lot. And, you know, it might excite them. I don't know, maybe they do have fun with it, but they do kind of make it known that they know things are in a different place, and whether they like it or not, they do make a bit of a prattle about it. Another podcast would be Litter Box Secrets, how you can litter box train your rabbit, and some tips that go along with that. Cleaning the rabbit cage. There are some tips, believe it or not, to make the job just a little bit easier. So I'm going to share that with you. Also going to be talking about spaying and neutering. There will be a podcast on that and the benefits of it, and if there is any disadvantages, we'll discuss those too. We're also going to discuss shedding. Sometimes it seems like your rabbit is always shedding. Well, I'll give you some information on that and what you can do and, you know, what to expect on that. Teeth and keeping them in good shape. Some rabbits have teeth that really grow like crazy. In fact, many rabbits do. And here are some tips that can help in that area. And by the way, I don't have a lot of problems with the teeth thing because I put a teething wheel in my rabbit's cage. If anybody has some tips or some experience with teething problems or maintenance of the teeth, please send them to me because that would help me in constructing that podcast. Okay, Let's see. I want to also do a podcast on talking about, if you're thinking about getting a rabbit, some things that you need to consider. Rabbits are a lot of work. I have a dog and I have a cat. And I'll tell you, the dog's a lot of work, but the dog, is with me all the time. And so, it's kind of like you get a lot of bang for the buck. There's a lot of work, but there's a lot of love and attention that you get back from the dog. Rabbits are a lot of work, about as much work almost as my dog. And, they're not with you all the time, so you don't get a lot of that, good loving back. So you got to be a really dedicated person to get a rabbit. It's not something that you want to make as a light decision. So we'll talk about that too, the pros and the cons, and go from there. Let's see. We'll also talk about some ailments that I've experienced with my rabbits, soft stools, that sort of thing, which I'm sure many rabbit owners are acquainted with. I've had both those things happen with both of my rabbits, and what things that I tried to do to fix it, what things worked, what things did not work. And there was many things that did not work, and there was just a few things that did work, and consistently I've been able to keep my rabbit healthy since doing those things that I found have worked. And believe it or not, the vets weren't all that helpful in that respect. One was, pointed me in the right direction, but I don't know, I got the feeling that she wasn't too sure herself. But anyways, her pointing in the right direction, my taking her advice, worked. And my rabbit has been not having that digestive ailment for, probably 6 months now, which was pretty good considering she was having the ailment every few days, sometimes for weeks at a time. So anyways, also, any other ideas that people have, I would love to make podcasts on them as well. I can only think of so many things in a short amount of time of what I could create as podcasts, so please, I invite you to write me at cleblanc@charter.net. And also there's an email address on this podcast that I'll also be checking, and that would probably be even a better way to contact me. But if for some reason you cannot contact me through the email on this podcast, then my alternate email address is again cleblanc, it's cleblanc at charter.net. So, anyways, until next time, please send me your feedback and let me know if anybody is even interested in this podcast. Because obviously, if people are interested, I'll continue it. And if there's no interest or very little, then, I've got other things to do with my time, like kiss my bunny and kiss my dog and cat, and other computer stuff, because I'm a computer nerd, by the way. And but I want to make this helpful and fun for me and helpful to others. So anyways, write me. Thanks very much. Have a great day.